Bob's World. Bob's World. Soccer. NFL. Bob's World. Bob's World.
All right, it's Bob's
F1.
World.
Golf.
And down here, live at Victory Plus Studios Victory in the Hovel, tune in live to Victory Plus to check us out on the TV.
There's still time to win.
There is still time to win. We got two more giveaways, including the big one, $500 and four seats on the glass to an upcoming Stars game. All you have to do is have the Victory Plus app and be watching us right now to enter to win. So here's Bob.
Do you remember Randy Antzis?
Randy Antzis.
Or Randy Heller, as she's known in Hollywood.
She.
Yes.
I don't believe so, but I might recognize her work.
Well, her first high-profile role was as Alice in Soap. As Wikipedia says, portraying one of television's first lesbian characters.
Yeah, didn't Soap have... because Billy Crystal played a gay character on Soap as well, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
You also may know her as Lucille LaRusso from The Karate Kid. She was Daniel LaRusso's mom.
Okay.
Okay. You know who we're talking about now?
Absolutely, I know who she is.
Okay. Well, you may or may not also be aware that she might be my favorite character on the TV show Mad Men. So it's weird. We're rewatching Mad Men, or my wife is watching it for the first time, and she's really into it, and I'm having the time of my life watching Mad Men.
Did your wife watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay.
So maybe someday. Who can say? But there's 92 episodes of Mad Men. 92. And we're probably 60 in right now. And we're in the end of season 4. There are 7 seasons in all, and it's really good, but now Don's an absolute mess. I mean, maybe he was a mess the entire series, and maybe it's weird how you remember a series, is that Don is a sharp-dressed man, put together, ladies' man, he's got the world by the tail, but really, his life is just a spiral. He's a mess.
What season was it where we found out his true identity?
I mean,
that wasn't until like season 6 or something.
Well, I mean, right now we have like he's paranoid that they're figuring out that he is, you know, Dick Whitman. But honestly, there are traces all the way back to where, well, no, I mean, he says it like in season 1 when his brother wants to have a relationship with him right before his brother decides, well, that didn't work. I guess I'm done living. But anyway, there's many things and many spoilers, and if you didn't watch the show back in 2007, I guess spoilers are going to be part of the experience. But anyway, when I remember Mad Men, everybody remembers Joan and Roger and just the main characters. But this show is brilliant for having little tiny characters along the way that you remember or honestly love. And Daniel LaRusso's mom plays my favorite character on Mad Men.
Did you remember her, or did you go back and rewatch it and go, oh yeah?
Yes, I remembered, but when she started showing up in season 4, I got all excited, like, oh, now we're going to get a ton of Ida Blankenship. Now, Ida Blankenship is Don Draper's new secretary. And the reason he needs a new secretary is because he's gotten romantic and drunk and perhaps advanced over the line a time or two and perhaps did not conduct himself as a true gentleman enough times where he couldn't have a hot secretary anymore.
Yeah.
He went from all he wanted was a hot secretary to now, like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, I don't need the temptation, so just get me an old lady.
So give me an old lady, basically, which is what Ida Blankenship is. Now, she's clearly acting, so she's not nearly as old as you think she is as a character. But she does seem as old as and cranky and cantankerous and argumentative as it gets.
Yeah.
She has no time for the young people. Now, here's the thing. Her entire run on Mad Men is about six episodes. Like, she was barely there. And then she's gone just as fast. But I would love to play, you know what, play the first one from the tape. I think this is her first scene in Mad Men, is when Joan says, I'll get you your new secretary, and basically zigs while they had zagged for four seasons with and they always say, like, they're 21 or 22. Like, Don Draper's secretaries were like right out of high school. Like, they, yeah. You know, it was insane how young and attractive his secretaries were. And
they're fresh out of secretarial school.
And they get this secretary who is literally from the 1920s.
Nice to see you, Miss Blankenship.
I look forward to hearing that every day. There's coffee and a roll on your desk, and Mr. Sterling would like to see you.
Roger, he's here.
Could you get the others?
Blankenship. Hi.
Hello? Could you fetch Campbell and Price Lane, Mrs.?
So she's loud, she's annoying, and she's exactly what Don needs. But Don, the character, these scenes where he's rolling his eyes at, you know, she can't get the speaker to work in his office.
Yeah. She's like,
she's so old she can't get 60s technology.
No. Okay, so, I mean, I think that her character is supposed to be born in the 1800s, right? Has to be.
Well,
like, supposed to be like 70 or something like that?
Well, yes, there's a reveal that's amazing because he'll come back from a smoke break or something, and she'll say, "Were you in the toilet?" And just all these, you know, just, and she's very loud, like all these secrets that he's keeping, she has access to them as his secretary, but she doesn't keep her voice down. She just doesn't have time for anybody, and especially the young, attractive girls at whatever the new firm is, Sterling Cooper or something. It's just a hilarious gag. Well, the big reveal is that Ida Blankenship used to be the tomcat of the office back 30 and 40 years ago when she was one of those hot secretaries. And we only find this out because Roger Sterling is writing his memoir into a microphone, like it's being dictated, and then it'll be written out. So this is the scene where Roger Sterling is revealing the queen of perversions.
You got a call while you were in the toilet to the direct line, Stephanie from California, no last name. She says it's urgent.
I was just on my way out.
Did you get California? Do you want me to try before I depart? There's a time difference, you know.
I do, but it goes the other way.
Why don't you talk to Joan and get rid of her?
No. Joan knew exactly what I needed and made sure that I got it.
Okay, this is it.
Where was I?
Sorry.
Bert Cooper hated me, and I thought it was because he thought I'd be an ally of my father, but it turned out it was something to do with my joie de vie, my romantic prowess. See, take three. Including some time with the queen of perversions, his secretary, Ida Blankenship. No one... Don't use her name.
So at that time, Peggy and Don are listening to, because Roger's tape was left somewhere, and Peggy and Don in the suitcase episode, which is maybe the most famous episode of all, they're staying up all night to write an ad that had to be written, and that's the famous scene where Don reminds Peggy that that's what the money is for, because you never thank me for any of my ideas or anything like that. It's a great episode, but in there, they're up in the office by themselves, and they're listening to this tape of Roger Sterling's innermost stories, and he's talking about him and Bert, like the two old men at the firm. Bert is so old now, and Roger is portrayed to probably be in his late 60s. And
Roger Sterling was not in his late
60s. No, in fact, the actor was like 40.
Yeah.
But in this, they try to portray him to be old.
Okay.
I'm probably wrong.
So I think what went on there was that he was like a young 24-year-old.
Probably like Pete Campbell.
Yeah, and Ida was probably 35 at this point and had made her way around the whole office and then got her
gave him
chops on him.
Sexual education.
Yes, and so in this episode, all we know is Ida as the so loud and crabby old secretary.
Like wearing those goofy glasses.
And Roger's describing her as the queen of perversions. And to see Peggy and Don look at each other is just amazing. So, again, the Matthew Weiner way of making a brilliant, brilliant TV show that I can't recommend enough is just when you're loving all the scenes with Ida Blankenship, she just hauls off and dies right in the middle of an episode where all the stress, like in fact, Peggy thinks she's, like, faking. So acting like she can't hear, and she's literally dead in the middle, in her desk in the middle of a workday, and they're trying to sneak her out of there like it's the Carol Burnett show while they're doing a presentation with, you know, some firm that they're working with. And so it's amazing. And like I said, you probably watched this show 20 years ago, and I just love actors. Like, she's been in a million things. But I never in a million years thought the mom from Karate Kid was this cantankerous old lady in Mad Men. But it's fantastic.
No. She's really, really good in that. I wonder if she got nominated or anything like that, because typically you'll get nominated for an episode.
Yeah.
You know, if you're really good. And
but I honestly thought she was probably on for 3 seasons and it was
six episodes. Yeah.
From start to back. But
how many times in those 6 episodes did she think someone was in the toilet?
I swear.
While you were in the toilet.
It was like her gag is like saying as loud as you can, "Were you in the toilet?" Which is an awesome way to say it. All right, so there you go. There's what's Bob's World. This week, the one and only Ida Blankenship.